This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good morning. This is Frida Liu. You're listening to Raise Your Game. Here with me today is Evangelia Christodoulou from Leadernomics. We're discussing making the most of role models for children. Now, so having a role model is an important part of growing up. It gives inspiration, motivation, and even a path as to how to reach a certain goal or vision for yourself. Now, this is a journey that starts from a very young age, and exposure to the right kind of role models is crucial. Even more crucial, however, is the ability to critically look at a role model and pick the behaviors, attitudes, and skills that you should aspire to achieve, leaving behind those that you shouldn't. Now, as parents, providing exposure to a wide range of role models as well as providing a space to discuss and reflect on them with our children is an essential step in helping them in their development. So, Evangelia, mother of two, why are we talking about role models today and how do role models differ from, say, a coach or a mentor?
Right. Good morning, Frida. Good to be back. So in Leadernomics, we believe that role models is actually an essential part of one's leadership journey. And that's because role models are there from very early on in our lives, whether it's something that we identify or whether it's not. But they do provide learning, inspiration, motivation, and some kind of idea as to how we should shape ourselves as well in the future. Mm. So they're a little bit different from a coach or a mentor in the sense that they're not really someone that we necessarily have conversations with, mm-hmm. even though they could be people that are around us and surrounding us in our daily lives. They're more people that we choose for ourselves rather than people that someone imposes on us. So if you think corporate world, mentoring programs and how people sort of assign mentors and coaches to you, it's not really like that. It's more of a personal choice that we make for ourselves. Mm. And It's interesting because the other day I had a discussion and different people define role models in different ways as mm-hmm. well. However, Gibson, who's an academic researcher that has looked into role models mm-hmm. quite a lot, he came up with eight different types of role models.
Very interesting.
And so you have the positive role models, which are people or personalities that we feel that we can emulate because of their positive qualities that mm-hmm. they have. Negative role models, which we see as people that we don't really want to be like, mm-hmm. and that's why we look at them and say, okay, this is definitely not something.
This is a bad role model. Okay.
Exactly. Then we have global role models, which are role models that we sort of glorify, okay. and we think that no matter what they do, it cannot be wrong because it's our role model,
right.
and therefore we sort of emulate every aspect of their personality and their life. Then we have specific role models, which we sort of pick and choose the parts of their personality and the qualities that we like. Close role models that are people that are around us, so it could be parents, it could be teachers, bosses, colleagues, and all that. Then we have distant, which could be celebrities, famous leaders in history. We have role models that are higher than us in terms of their designation, I suppose, in the workplace. And then we have those that are across or down, so peers or people that are working in our team below us, but we still can learn a lot and we consider them as our role models.
All right. And I guess everyone is a role model. You know, everyone you meet is a role model, whether it's negative or whether it's close. I mean, if we choose to look at the positive in everybody, then we can always learn something from
Definitely.
Other people, right?
And everyone can be a role model if the other person perceives them as someone that they can learn from.
Right. Now, how do role models contribute to one's leadership journey?
All right. So it's important because they sort of provide some sort of professional identity, personal growth, and career success in the sense that they provide a benchmark or a standard or in the case of the negative role model, something that we don't want to be.
Mm.
So in that sense, they actually are a source of learning, of motivation as well, and something that we can use as a benchmark in order for us to set our own trajectory. And social learning theories kind of highlight the importance of role models as well because we look for people that are similar to us in some way. But we'll get to that in a bit as well.
Okay. All right. Now, if we were talking about the importance of role models for kids, when is a good time to introduce these people into their lives?
So as early as possible. Whoever has a kid, I'm sure they remember back when they were just a few months old, they basically start mirroring everything that you do.
Mm.
So in that sense, children basically emulate whatever it is that they see around them. And in that sense, everyone around them becomes a role model to those children. Studies have shown that children as young as 10 years old, they actually have the ability to distinguish which kinds of personality are good and which ones are bad. So there was actually a study in the US that was conducted on 10-year-old kids, and it was precisely on this to figure out, you know, how do they make use of role models, who are their role models, and who do they see as someone that they can actually use as a role model. And kids as early as 10 years old, they can actually distinguish and say, you know, this person is a role model because of this and this reason, but this person I don't think should be my role model because maybe for a certain celebrity is the fact that, you know, in front of the camera they may look great, but behind the camera when no one is looking, they could be doing bad things.
Right. Right. And you know, like I would remember my role models, you know, growing up, right? And there's some good or some bad, and you remember these things, right?
Yes.
Now, how do we start as parents to introduce these role models, though?
All right. So it's all about surrounding our children with the people that we consider right role models for them. And this is a little bit tricky because every single person is different. And
right.
what I consider right may not be what is right for my son or my daughter. But at the end of the day, you have to start somewhere. So if there are certain values that you're trying to instill to your kids, then I suppose your values will be the guiding principles as to how you choose those role models for your kids as well. So right or wrong.
Okay. Well, and then, well, I guess the more people they're exposed to, the ability to be able to tell the difference might be better too.
Oh, definitely.
You know, right?
Definitely.
You know, so what are common choices as role models?
Remember the study that I just mentioned, the one in the US for 10-year-olds? They found that the majority of the kids identified people that are very close to them, family members, and mostly their parents as their role models.
Yeah.
They also found that race was a big attractor. So so white, we're talking about the US now,
right.
so white American kids would most likely choose someone that is white American as their role model. African American, someone that is African American. However, they found that Latino kids and Asian American kids, they would be more likely to choose someone from a different race. So the reason for that, they presumed back then when they did the study, was that it's most likely lack of
exposure
to the right, not the right kind of models, but the models that are more similar to them.
Right. I guess like if you were growing up in America and what you see on media are mostly whites, right? And so then, you know, you all, as an Asian, so that will probably be a point of reference.
Yes. And it happened, the same thing exactly happened between males and females. So the boys, they tended to choose a lot more boy role models. The girls, they did to a certain extent, but to a much lesser percentage for choosing females as their role models. So what they concluded was that this must be because of media references to role models that are women, or whether they are Latinos or Asian Americans as well.
So how does this compare back here in Malaysia?
So we did a study here in Malaysia recently, not just on role models. It was actually a parenting survey. So we were asking parents, different parents, a bunch of questions really about their perceptions on leadership and other things. But among it was a question on role models and does your child have a role model? And if they do, who is it? So we found that the answers that they gave were actually quite similar to what we found. Not so much in terms of the race or the gender. We didn't have much on that. But we did find out that the majority actually mentioned their parents or close family members. And then after that, it was people that are in the community. So people like teachers, community leaders, and all that. A few, of course, mentioned some famous personalities, so whether it's a footballer or a celebrity or a or a movie character as well, but very few compared to the rest.
Okay. All right. And we're talking about making the most of role models for our children. Evangelia Christodoulou from Leadernomics here. And we'll continue right after this. Enterprise, BFM 89.9.
Bringing fresh meaning. BFM 89.9.
You're listening to Raise a Game on Enterprise. Good morning. This is Frida Liu. If you just join us, I have Evangelia Christodoulou from Leadernomics. We're talking about making the most of role models for our children. Very interesting studies you were sharing a little earlier on, you know, what happens in the West, what happens in Malaysia. So, but what do you think attracts a person to a specific personality to be seen as a role model?
So it's similarity. So they need to see some aspect of their character or some aspect of their demographics, of their identity that they can sort of relate to. So if we go back to gender, is okay, I'm a woman, you're a woman, you seem to have made it, so let me just see how you got to where you are. If it's race, similar. If it's a personality thing, then it could be a common vision that they have in place or they aspire to get to in the future, or it could be certain values that they feel that it's something that they would like to follow. If you don't mind, based on our study, the survey that I mentioned that we did, I like this response that a parent gave. Okay. So one of the parents, he kind of elaborated on why his son looks up to Ronaldo, Cristiano Ronaldo, the footballer, as a role model. And let me just read what he said. So he says, "My son loves to play football and watches football on the internet most of the time. He idolizes Ronaldo because he's not only good in playing football, he also helps people in need, visits sick children, and inspires people that dreams do come true, since he also comes from a very poor family himself. So my son would follow Ronaldo's life story, and he knows Ronaldo's hard work from being poor to stardom." Another one that mentioned Rocky Balboa, the movie character. As a role model to his kid, he said, "Oh, because he never gave up." So what I get from this is that it's certain values that they uphold, and it's probably the values that the parents actually ingrained on these kids when they were growing up. That they found that, you know, these are the kind of values that I also want to have in the future, and that's why I look up to these people, and I want to see how they got to where they are.
So how can parents facilitate the choice and availability of role models to their children?
All right, so I think I want to make clear that role models is not something that parents can choose for their kids. So it's not something that you can steer them. You know, the controlling side of parents would just scream right now. But it's not, unfortunately or fortunately, something that we make a choice for our kids. The only thing that we really can do is just make sure that we expose them to the right people. So whether it's the people that surround them in their daily lives, the relatives, the people that they see in schools, make sure we choose the right kind of schools for them, make sure that we get them to attend the right kind of activities and all that, but also the different characters that we introduce to them through books or whatever it is, movies, documentaries and all that. So exposure is one. The other one that makes all the most difference, because at the end of the day, you can't really control exposure to that much of an extent, because they'll definitely meet someone that you don't like. You just want them to be able to see what you don't like about these people and see, make a choice for themselves why they shouldn't follow that person.
It's called discernment.
Yes.
Right, to be able to do that.
So how do you do that? Just being open and having conversations with your kids. I think everyone does that to a certain extent. Just doing it a little bit more intentional might help them to make sense of it, might help them to understand what makes sense for them and in their lives, but also gives you as a parent the ability to see, you know, are they on the right path? are they following the values that I am trying to instill? And, you know, what is it that keeps them away? And the important thing is also to just keep an open mind and hear them out, because their kids, but they do have their own opinions,
right?
And they are entitled to their own opinions.
The kind of environment you put the child through, I think that also makes a difference, right?
Yes.
Now, so what can parents do to help their children make the right choice in terms of role models? I know, you know, they make their own choices, but we can try to steer, we can try to manipulate. this mother's talking.
So remember at the beginning, I talked about the different types of role models and how one of them is the global role model. So you basically see this person as, you idolize this person and you think they can do no wrong. Mm-hmm. So to me, that's the scariest type of role model, if you like, because it's just really scary. You know, you see someone, I don't know, you look at, I don't know, John F. Kennedy, and you think, oh, he's been a great leader and this and that. But, you know, he has a lot of negative things that come with it as
well. Scott Marilyn Monroe.
That's one.
So, I'll tell you the conversations I have with my son. No, nobody's perfect, right? Nobody's perfect, but then they all have traits that we would like to have, right? And to be able to know that these are the good traits that you probably want to embrace, and these are the traits that you don't want. But no one comes perfect. No one's perfect. Mom isn't perfect. And I think that's important as well, to tell the kid that, you know, mom's going to make mistakes, right? And you will make mistakes, right? But we always try to get ourselves aligned back on the right track.
Yes.
And so you also give the child that room that, you know, failure isn't fatal, right? And you can always just come back on track.
And that's exactly where I was getting at. You basically need an open dialogue. You need the space for them to express, explore, and sort of try to make sense of it themselves.
Right. And how does this carry on to adulthood?
All right. So establishing the right foundation from a very early age, it's very crucial, because it kind of sets you up and it establishes a healthy the healthy habit of really reflecting on everything that you see and really questioning, you know, is this something that really fits in well with the kind of character that I have and the personality that I am? Or is it something that is completely against it and I should just ignore it? As you grow older, of course, you change role models, definitely. You don't really stick to the same role model. Some role models may just keep going forward, but some may change, because at the end of the day, every situation that you find yourself in life is very different, and you need different things. So you'll be looking for different kinds of role model. Setting it up straight from the beginning, though, is definitely helpful.
Right. Final thoughts on this topic?
Okay. So it's role models is not something that we can choose for our kids to start off with. But what we can do is sort of help them make the most of it, and help them make sure that they use it to their advantage. We are all humans and we're all imperfect. And there's always something to learn from everyone, even the bad role models.
Right.
And what is important is to be able to create that space and the habit of really questioning everything and reflecting on everything and being open enough to make sense of it.
All right. Evangelia Christodoulou from Leadernomics talking about making the most of role models for our children. I'm Frida Liu. You've been listening to Raise Your Game on Enterprise, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.